AM in Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek.
Two weeks ago, someone approached me when I was alone. He was a male in his 20s, and he started with a compliment and then started asking me tons of personal questions and basically was trying to get me alone with him, whether if he can come with me to wherever I was going next or if I can just leave campus with him. He was very pushy about it, very aggressive.
That was Lisa Comlis recounting her story about a reoccurring harassment she experienced on the Concordia campus. Comlis said she was approached and followed by two different men on two different occasions, but with both saying the same things to her. She reported the incident to the campus security and filed a report with the Sexual Assault Resource Center, and she took to social media to give a public service announcement on the incidents. Since then, Concordia has announced that they have beefed up the security and they're taking multiple measures to ensure the safety of its community members. The school encouraged everyone to call security at 514-848-3717 and select option 1 if they ever feel unsafe. A town hall was held Sunday morning at Concordia for those affected by Bill 21. The meeting was organized by Concordia's Muslim Student Association and Conseil National Musulmans Canadien. The Facebook page urged everyone affected by Bill 21 to attend and to figure out the next steps together. The meeting included a panel that informed attendees of the legal side, like how the prohibition can be challenged. There was also a portion dedicated to connecting attendees with resources and community partners. Bill 21, introduced by the CAC government on Thursday, would ban public sector employees in position of authority, including teachers, police officers, and judges, from wearing religious garbs in the workplace. The bill does include a clause that allows current employees to keep their religious garbs. There will be multiple demonstrations in Montreal over the week protesting against the bill. A new children's book is calling attention to access to clean water for Indigenous communities. Nibi's Water Song was written by Sunshine Tenasco, an Anishinaabe entrepreneur, activist, and mother of four from Kitigan Zibi. She told CBC that seeing a drawing of an Indigenous child on a book cover prompted her to write her own children's story about the importance of clean water. Tenasco has been advocating for clean water for her community for years. Quote, 40% of our community still doesn't have clean drinking water, end quote. She founded Herb Raids, an organization committed to bringing awareness and making clean drinking water in Indigenous communities. Nibi's Water Song tells the story of Nibi, a young girl in search of a clean water to drink when she can't find any in her town. The book will be published this summer by Scholastic. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cglo.com/news.
Across the
What's up, guys? You're listening to Here For It with Cami and Amanda, and you're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM. Tonight, we had a special guest that was supposed to come in. However, there were some difficulties, and it just couldn't happen. The topic that we were going to discuss tonight, and that we will still discuss tonight, however, we won't have an insight from the person that it happened to. We were going to talk about the incident that happened
That happened two weeks ago
that came out this past Friday, which was about Lisa Comlos and the strangers who approached her on campus. We were going to have her come in and she was going to explain to us her experiences. But as you've been able to see, she's been swarmed with media over this past weekend. So it's so understandable that she couldn't make it tonight. But just like any other women on campus, this could have easily have happened to one of us. And so we wanted to kind of just focus tonight's talk on what we would have done in this situation. Like, we don't even know what we would have done in these situations. However, we do want to go through maybe some options that we may have if we do undergo something like this. But before we get into this, before we go into our first half of the conversation, I did want to mention something a little bit on the brighter side, I guess, or not so brighter, so much brighter, but I can't even speak. My vocabulary doesn't make sense tonight. It is the end of the semester. We have two weeks left, and it's just very overwhelming. I don't know about you, Amanda. I feel like I'm overwhelmed with work.
I don't know why I feel like underwhelmed, but I know I have a lot of work. It just hasn't processed. And it's also at the point where I'm just like, I have 2 weeks left and then I'm officially done university. So I'm just yes, this is happening. I'm just really looking forward to it.
A rite of passage. Like, you're almost done. And you've been at Concordia for... Five years. Yes. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry. I knew it. I was sure it was between 4 and 5. I was gonna go for 4.5, but you beat me to it anyways. I have two presentations this week, then one presentation that I have to work on this week, that is next week. I have a paper due. I have an exam. And you know what? Like, I feel like the same. I'm overwhelmed, but at the same time, I'm a little bit like too calm about it all, and I think that's what's making my like nervousness.
It's literally, we're in the eye of the tornado where it's super calm but everything is hectic around you.
Oh, definitely.
Like, that's
a good analogy.
Yeah,
I definitely identify with that.
The end of semester, the eye of the tornado or the hurricane.
Yes,
either way,
it's hectic. I totally agree. I think that I'm probably going to procrastinate on a lot of things and end up doing it last minute. But I feel like my last minute work is always my most presentable. Is that the case for you?
I tend to do things last minute, but also it always works out. I don't know how I do it. I stress. I make myself I probably have heart problems just because I make myself so stressed throughout the whole semester, but I always pull through. And also with this year, I only had like 5 classes in the whole year till graduation. Okay. So this semester I only had like 2 classes.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I wish.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like underwhelmed. But at the same time, I have pressing deadlines coming up in the next 2 weeks. So
I feel you.
Yeah.
I actually registered for summer classes because I want to be finished by next fall. I want next fall to be my last semester. So I'm really aiming for that. And if I take my summer classes, that's great. Like, I'll get to that goal. I'll achieve that goal. However, I got an email today saying that one of the summer classes I applied for and got into, I can't take because I've been exempted from it.
Why?
Which I didn't even know. I guess because I've taken a similar class before in college, but it just didn't click for me because, anyways, like, without going into like the specifics of which class it was, I got exempted from it, and now I have to find another class to take, and I'm so over school. Like, I just want to be done. I feel like I'm just being held here and like,
I know,
tortured.
You know what I've been doing the past week? I've been rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Because, like, the new season is not on Netflix, so I can't watch the new season. So I'm just, like, rewatching it because I was like, I've watched The Office, what, like, 5 times? And I can't just go back to The Office again.
One of my best friends loves The Office. I actually got her a mug for Christmas that came, like, 800 years later. But it was a mug of, like, all of Dwight's best moments from redbubble.com.
No, I want that.
It is so beautiful. And it's such a, it's like a good quality mug. I mean, it, like, it took forever to get here, but...
I saw there was, like, a calendar of, like, quotes from The Office, which I really wanted to have. Or...
I love merchandise that they make from your favorite show.
Like, I never buy them. I'm like, I'm too poor for this, yeah, but I want it all.
I get it, but I like getting them. I like receiving them for, as gifts. There's this one show, actually, before we go on the break. There's this show that I was told to watch. Shout out to Bailey. She told me to watch Selling Sunset. Is it Selling Sunset?
Selling Sunset? Yes. I think so.
So bad. And... it's pretty much this real estate agency owned by two twin brothers on Sunset Boulevard in LA. And in LA, right? Yeah, in LA. Yeah. And they have a team of real estate agents who are decked down from head to toe gorgeous, like beautiful women. Okay. And they're real estate agents, and they're so powerful, you know, they walk and they're strutting and they're beautiful and they're selling left and right and making like hundreds of thousands of dollars. There was this one house that they showed in the first, I think it was the first episode, and it was a $40 million house, and it had an entire view of all of LA. And I was like, I mean, I will never be able to afford that in my life. And then this person walks in and was like, yeah, I can see myself living here. I was like, I can see myself living here too, but that's not going to happen ever. Anyways, that's a really great show if any of you are interested in watching it. It's pretty dramatic if you're into like what's that word?
Reality TV.
Wow. If you're into reality TV, then it's definitely something you should get into. So, thanks to my friend Bailey for bringing it into my life. On that note, we will be back after the first break, and we will get into our topic of the night, which was Lisa Comos' experience with strangers on campus.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition des Cités d'art de la musique du monde. Les Cités d'art, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ces concerts vitrines gratuits, venez voter pour vos artistes coup de cœur tous les mardis et mercredis jusqu'à 18 avril au Club d'Alatou. Les Cités d'art, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.cités-d'art.com.
Hey CJLO listeners, are you looking for a show that's going to take you on a ride? We'll park it right here every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., where Camille and Crystal Christine will be discussing local and international trending topics, along with special segments like health, dating, and more. Plus, you never know who may drop in and join our conversation.
Throw me a farewell.
That was Honora with New Orleans. And earlier tonight, well, earlier in the show, what you were listening to was Wait by the Daydreamers, both Canadian bands. Well, Honora is a singer, just, yeah. And you're listening to Here For It on CJLO 1690 AM. And yeah. That was an awkward intro. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We are learning. It's always a learning process. So tonight we are going to delve into the incidents that have taken place in the last few weeks and that have gone viral over the weekend. What were the stats on that video?
Oh, yes.
You had pulled out stats and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, it was not hard to find, but...
Well, I don't know where to find these stats.
Like, I found it on the Gazette when they posted on Saturday. Lisa's video had been watched at the time by Saturday evening 90,000 times.
Okay.
And when I did my little snooping on Sunday night, it had hiked to 144 approximately 1,000 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
we can't even get like 30 views on our videos. Like, what is this? I'm kidding.
But it was just, yeah, and I remember I was wondering, that's creepy. I remember this weekend, like on Saturday, I got a bunch of videos from various women, like sending it to me on social media to watch the video. And it was really scary. Like, I did not expect to see that. And like the fact that it went so viral so quickly was, it just shows like how social media can really help out sometimes with these things. I think that it's a good thing that she did go on her platform and talked about this issue, because most of us, maybe it's happened to one of us and we just don't talk about it. We're too scared, or we just brush it off because we're like, oh, it's definitely the usual. So,
yeah. One of my friends actually sent it. I thought, like, so the friend who sent it to me, she sometimes will just send me some random things. So I didn't think anything of it at first. I was like, it was just a picture of like what was it, PSA announcement. Yeah. Like, that was her a screenshot that was sent to me. So I didn't think anything of it at, like, right away. But then when I actually went and clicked on it, I saw her speaking. She had like a whole video uploaded to her story on Instagram, and I saw her talking about it, and I was like, oh, let me listen to this. I was actually at the grocery store for my grandmother when I was listening to this. So I was like next to the Kiwis, and I had the phone next to my ear, and I was like literally standing there with my jaw, like every few seconds my eyes would just widen even more and my jaw would drop even more. Because the story, she explained the story really well. I think it was really clearly mm-hmm. done. And so while I was listening to it, I was just like continuously, like my facial expressions were just like, oh my goodness. You know, like it was kind of just, it just escalated. So, and I was in the way of like people in the grocery store. I felt kind of bad. And they're probably like, oh, millennials on their phones, you know. But I was listening to something very important. So in my defense, okay, you can wait for your Kiwis. On that note, yeah, so I watched the video and I immediately reposted it, and I messaged her and I said, hey, no, actually, hold on. So I reposted it and I tagged her, and then she messaged me saying, hey, thanks for sharing. And then we kind of got into a back and forth conversation and we were talking about it. And we were just saying how, like, you know, women were reaching out to her and explaining, hey, this has happened to me too, or oh my gosh, the same thing happened to me last week. And she was explaining how she's so frustrated that no one has come out with it and no one has said anything about it. And I feel like what if we were in that position? So essentially what happened was that Lisa Komlos is a student at JMSB, I believe, or Downtown Campus Concordia. And she was approached on two separate occasions from two different men. She was approached, and they started off with a compliment, and then they started to you know, just kind of try to lure her into like to leaving campus with her.
Yes, I think, and both of them had a similar script. Yes. Like, they both were saying approximately the same thing, so it was an assumption that they worked together.
Yes.
And they were just trying to isolate her from the crowd.
And she emphasized that really well. Like, she was saying it's sketchy because they had almost the exact same script that they used, and that's what triggered her, you know? The first time something, like, realistically, us women, a lot of us go through a stranger approaching us and giving us a compliment or trying, you know, whatever. It happens, but it doesn't happen in the sense where you feel... Like, sometimes it could just be, like, a random person approaching you trying to get your number, or, like, you know, weird. Being flirtatious or whatever, you know. But it doesn't happen often where you'll hear the same script from two different people within the same 2 weeks. And it doesn't happen where they'll get aggressively, aggressive towards you. Not aggressive so much, but, like, very persistent. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. Or at least that hasn't happened to me. And if it happens to you once, you just kind of brush it off and you're like, okay, that guy was weird, or this person was weird. But if it happens to you a second time, you know, that's when you start to think, okay, something's up. This isn't normal. And Lisa did the right thing by just reporting it and going public with it.
And I mean, in the few days since it went viral, Concordia has been taking steps towards fixing their security and just like heightening it, I guess. Mm-hmm. That was the wrong term, but you know what I mean. And I just went on the Concordia website today, and they were just saying that there's going to be an increase in security in the downtown campus, and as well as collaboration with the Montreal police kind of staying in contact with McGill and UQAM coordinate their response. This was according to their website. And they also came up with new things like a safe walk program. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's new, actually.
We checked the security website, which we'll get into, it's already there. So
yeah, so I'm not sure if it's new or if I just never heard of it.
Yeah.
But basically, for like, it's open 24 hours. And once you contact them, a security is assigned to you, and they can like mm-hmm. escort you home or wherever you need to go. But it's within a 3-block radius of campus.
Yes.
So it's not like, so I guess if you live near campus, it works out, or if you need to go to the metro and you don't feel safe.
Yeah. So I can actually read what it says on the Concordia website. So if you go to, if you just Google campus security for Concordia, it'll bring you directly to the page. And it gives you three different services that are offered for security. I guess you can say, what's the word? So that they can accompany you. There's one that's called Checkmate. So it's called After Hours Safety Checks. Checkmate is an, I'm quoting this, by the way. So it says, Checkmate is an automated telephone check-in system that calls you or sends text messages to you every hour when you are working on campus and alone between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Once you have registered at a security desk or on the Checkmate website, you will receive your first check-in call or text in about 1 hour and every hour until the selected time of your last safety check. That's actually brilliant. And you know what? What really pisses me off is that we didn't know about this and that this is not emphasized on campus. Like, I've never heard anybody approach me in 3 years of being here, and for you five, I don't know if you've heard anything.
No.
I've never been explained. You know, they tell us about plagiarism all the time. No one plagiarizes. Okay, I'm not gonna say no one plagiarizes, but we, like, most people, you know, won't plagiarize, but they don't give you this information. This is crucial. This is vital information for anybody who is on campus to know about. And the fact that we just aren't – anyways, I can rant about this. I can feel my blood boiling because I don't want to feel like school is not a safe space for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Anyhow, it wasn't the first time. Like, when I was doing some research this weekend on the topic, I found out, like, just 2 years ago in 2017, there was a report by the CBC that – Concordia had sent out a public safety, I think I vaguely remember this, alert to students, and it was because students were lured off campus by job interview offers through Instagram, and then they were drugged and sexually assaulted. Oh, this is goodness. According to the CBC News, that dates 2 years ago, and that's just really scary. And I mean, also it's crazy how you're not safe anywhere. And this wasn't like completely targeted with Concordia. I think it was just any student who's on Instagram could have been targeted by it. It's just easy to do like kind of stalk a person, see where their area of like interests are and be like, oh, here, a job, come for the interview type of thing. And it's just crazy. It's crazy that you're not safe even at school.
Yeah. I just want to actually read, because I was reading this, the continuation of the Checkmate service. So if you're wondering what happens if you miss a Checkmate, it says here, if you miss a text, you will receive an automated voice call on your cell phone. You will be prompted to enter a PIN to confirm that you are okay. If you miss the voice call check-in, a security agent will be sent to your last recorded location to make sure that you are okay. If you miss a voice call, Checkmate will try again. After three unanswered calls, a security agent will be sent to your last recorded location to make sure that you're okay. To stop the check-in, so that's just the extra information. But just that this is like such important information, especially, you know, with you're constantly hearing on the news of like abductions or like, you know, just strange people approaching, you know, young people. And it's just like, I don't know about you, but within your friend groups, I'm sure some of your friends have stories of creepy people that have approached them. Like Lisa mentioned that this is happening, or did she mention, or it was on the one of the news websites that was saying that this isn't only happening on campuses, this is happening in malls as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that
she mentioned? It
yeah,
but it was very brief.
It
wasn't
yeah.
like any story.
But that's it. Like, it's not just happening to people on campuses. So that means there are younger people who are probably being targeted and don't know their options. You know what I mean? Don't know who they should call, or, you know, it's just crazy to me that this security information is not mentioned anywhere. Like, that's kind of in our face.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as students, like, I don't know about you, but for example, posters and things like that around school, I'm not very observant of those things. Some people are, which is amazing. It's great to be observational about like the posters and like the signs that are up around you. But I'm just not that type of person, which I should be. So that's my fault. But there should be someone who is trying to relay information to a student body should know that there are various ways in which you have to do that. And the fact that this I have not seen this anywhere, is just, it's very surprising to me. Mm-hmm. So another one that is on the security services is called, so it's under the title of patrols. So to ensure a safe and secure campus environment, again, I'm quoting the website, Concordia Security Department patrols the premises of both Sir George Williams and Loyola campuses on an ongoing basis, both on foot or in a patrol car. Security agents are professionals who are trained to deal with emergencies and are available to answer your questions or provide support. They play a key role in making our campuses safe. Do not hesitate to seek their advice or support. Do you have any experiences with security that you maybe want to share? I don't know. I have some, but I don't know if you have.
No, I don't have any firsthand experience with security. I do have a story from like a friend who just shared an acquaintance's story, mm-hmm. type of thing. And it has to do with malls in Montreal. So it was about a refugee woman who was pregnant, and she was waiting for her lawyer, and her lawyer wasn't there. And this man approached her, and he was making her feel comfortable. He was speaking to her in Arabic. He was even giving her legal advice. He then said she shouldn't be waiting outside, especially if she's pregnant. And he was like telling her, like, why don't you tell me where you're going? I'll drive you there. Mm. She said no. She's like, I'm gonna take the bus. He's like, well, how about you wait for the bus in my car? I think it was raining or it was cold or something like that. And despite having said no, at first she ended up saying yes, just waiting in the car. He ended up like driving her home, and despite her insisting on no, but that's when she felt unsafe. It was like after all this, mm-hmm. it wasn't during, it was just like she almost immediately regretted, like, why am I doing this? But what's the creepy part about this story is that thankfully nothing happened. But a few months later, she was at a mall, and she saw the same man approaching another woman. And she assumed it was an immigrant woman as well. And he was speaking to her in Arabic and basically telling her the same comforting words he told her.
The same story.
Yeah. And then she noticed him signaling to another man. And they kept approaching. She like kind of watched them from far, but they kept approaching immigrant women or refugee women. And that's where it got really, like, that's where she realized, like, she dodged a bullet there because.
Yeah. She got very lucky.
Yeah. We don't, like, she doesn't know what it could have been.
That is so wrong. Like, because someone who doesn't speak the language, so English or French, who is vulnerable.
Yeah.
And using that against them, that's just, I'm sorry, that is just so wrong. I don't know what I would do in a situation like that. I feel like you were talking about the safe walk. So with security, for example, I've been at school late for events because of the student association that I'm a part of, mm-hmm. and we throw events. So that requires us to be at school, later at night. And so what happens is when we hold an event in a certain building, we have our stuff in our student association office. And so we need to get back to that office later on to pick up our jackets or whatever it is that we've left there. There have been times where the doors have been locked. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. They're doing their job. The doors have been locked. And we have, on several occasions, have tried to contact security to open the doors. And I remember this one specific time, they were dealing with some urgent matter. And they couldn't even send one security to us to open the door. Now, this is not a pressing or urgent situation. Like, us having to unlock a door is not, I can understand why they wouldn't see that as a priority, especially if something else is happening. However, something if something urgent was happening and that meant that all of the security people had to be on that location or in that specific, you know,
area,
thank you, that means that either it was probably someone, it could have been anything really that was happening. But what if it was a case where something was happening to somebody, so therefore they had to be in security on that location? That means they couldn't send on the rest of the entire campus. They couldn't send one security guard. What if this person was working with somebody else and this some other person, you know, this is like your typical way of what's the word that I'm looking for? Like, oh my gosh, I hate when I can't find the word. When two people are working together and they're trying to lure people into one area so that the rest of the area is left unattended.
Mm-hmm.
So this could have meant that something was happening, and it could have been that someone was working with somebody else. So that meant the rest of the campus where we were waiting for the doors to unlock was left unattended. And that could have been that if it were the case that someone was working with other people, that the people on the rest of campus weren't safe. We couldn't get security to come open a door for us. So, but imagine like what could have happened. We were so lucky that nothing happened and that it wasn't a dangerous matter. However, that just goes to show that either Concordia doesn't have enough security, or I don't know. Like, I don't want to bash security because they're doing their job. You know what I mean? But I think that it's super important to look at all aspects of a situation and try to, you know, kind of tackle it from all angles.
Mm-hmm.
The safe walk that you were mentioning earlier, I wanted to kind of quote it because it's really important information. So if you're listening and if you ever feel unsafe on campus, the safe walk program is also commonly referred to as, again, I'm quoting, an accompaniment service, and it is available to members of the Concordia University 24 hours a day. So you can call the security, and the phone number is 514, take a pen if you need it, 848-3717, to request an agent to accompany you to your vehicle, public transport route, or on-campus location. This service is subject to assessment and certain restrictions. If you feel you are being pursued, harassed, or threatened by one or several individuals on campus, please call security immediately. Then there's an internal phone number and there's an external phone number. So we encourage people, this says, we encourage people to call Concordia Security Department first because our security agents are familiar with our campuses, which is understandable. But when we called security, no one was there to tend to us. And like I said, I understand if it wasn't a pressing issue. However, that's pretty ridiculous. I'm sorry. So it just goes to show, like, I don't want to feel unsafe on campus. In that moment, I was with a group of people, so I didn't feel unsafe because we were all together. Had I been alone, however, that would have been pretty scary, especially considering the, you know, the incidents that have taken place. I don't know. I don't even know what I would have done. And I also think that the best bet for any student who is your typical tech-savvy student, the Checkmate is probably your best bet because it's a kind of text version of security, which is really great.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you say you had a friend who had an experience similar?
It wasn't so much that it was similar. It was more of a harassment on campus. But again, it never went reported because she just – and, you know, I'm not putting her on the spot or anything, but, like – it never went reported because she didn't think that it was really, you know, she didn't get a name, she didn't get a face, there was nothing for her necessarily to report. But it was pretty much, she was on the escalator in the downtown campus and she was just waiting on the right side. And it was going up and there were a group of people, both women and men, and they were campus, they were students, and they, like, as they were passing on the left side of the escalator, one of them just, like, kind of slapped her on the bottom.
Actually, that happened to me.
But okay, so there you go. That's two people that I know that it's happened to now.
It wasn't on campus. It was just at Geek & Concordia Metro.
And this was going up to campus, like, up towards, like, right, Geek & Concordia?
Oh, like, in the H building?
Yes, yes.
Okay, no, me was, like, exiting the...
Either way, though,
it was just, like, so... And he wasn't even, okay, this is so weird, but it wasn't even a slap. It was a poke. And I initially thought, oh, it must be one of my friends who saw me and were like being weird. But then a guy passes by and he kind of smiles at me. And I was so speechless that I just kind of like gave him, I was just like, what? And then he's like, I'm sorry. He was offended by it.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry. You
know? No, but that's the thing. It's like now it's happened to two people. So how many others has it happened to? When Lisa came out with her story, do you know how many people reached out to her and said, this happened to my friend, or this happened to me, or oh my gosh, you know, like it's just, I'm not bashing people who don't say something, but it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And I don't know what I would do in a situation like that, but because I know how important it is, I do feel, I've never been in a situation like this, so I don't know, you know, what my reflex would be. And I totally understand if, you know, if you're in a state of shock for something like
that.
No,
for sure. It's, you don't expect it. It's just a really scary, especially with the secure, like, this news. Hopefully more stories are going to come out and more protocols are going to come to, like, are just going to come to be. On that note, we have to head on to our second ad break. And right after the ad, you'll be listening to All Through the Night by the Daydreamers. And I think we're going to leave you guys for tonight on that note.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I think this is a really pressing issue. I think that it's great that Lisa came out with it. And to leave you guys on a proper note, what we'll do is we will take the liberty of posting security information on our Instagram page, on our story. So if you want to follow us at hereforit.podcast on Instagram, we will post the phone numbers and any information that we think is necessary. And if I could just leave you guys with one more thing before we go, that's to look up how to make an incident report, because that's important to know that if something does happen to you, you know where to go. And just to kind of like, you know, educate yourselves, because I did the same thing. And I think it's important for us to know. So on that note, we will send you off into the night and enjoy the music. And we will talk to you guys next week. You're listening to Here For It with Cammie and Amanda on CJLO 1690 AM. Good night.
This is Stefan Andrusiak, the reporter, host of Nasha Kasha, a Ukrainian almanac. Nasha Kasha is a program about everyday lives lived in extraordinary ways. I'm very happy to add
time has come to recognize the best of Montreal. Support community radio and local music by voting for CJLO and our DJs for best radio station, radio show, and radio host in Cult Montreal's annual Best Of poll. Let's get CJLO to number one. Vote online at cultmontreal.com.
cold day, why do I need besides what I recoil or lay beside? Why do I need that? She thinks she thinks too much. What do I need? It's not a part of me. Do I care about my brain?
Straight up looking, but I can't object.